WPD.com. And with the very latest, once again, here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Several dozen workers at the McDonald's across the street here at 16th and Meridian are part of a nationwide strike today in a movement to boost the minimum wage. They're beating a drum or two in front of the drive-through line. Workers want to boost the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour. President Obama and some congressional leaders are backing a $9 an hour minimum wage. A judge in Fort Wayne has ruled that blood tests showing IMPD officer David Bizzard was legally drunk hours after a fatal crash can be used against him at his trial. In a 10-hour hearing, the judge dismissed a defense motion to suppress the blood evidence. Bizzard is charged in a crash 3 years ago that killed a motorcyclist and badly injured two others. Trial is scheduled for October. It'll be held in Allen County because of pretrial publicity. Lessons are still being learned from last year's explosion in the Richmond Hill neighborhood. Public safety officials finished a review of the response. Director Troy Riggs praises the work of first responders, but says there are areas that can be better.
I think it's a great process. I think we've got some very good feedback. You know, we knew that we did a good job in many areas, but I also knew from being on the scene that there were some things we needed to improve. They took an honest review of this. They brought us some things that we can do better, and we will do better in the future.
The explosion killed two people, damaged or destroyed 125 homes, and resulted in almost $4.5 million in damage. Response costs totaled more than $310,000, and Director of the Office of Audit and Performance, Manny Mendez, says making the recommended improvements will cut expenses.
We did a very effective job of managing the resources, but establishing the protocol to ensure that it happens. That was just the common activity of, you know, great leaders. But now we'll put in the protocols to ensure that it happens by the numbers.
Director Troy Riggs says DPS will monitor the recommendation several times a year. Moms from Central Indiana set up a lemonade stand on Monument Circle Wednesday. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports it was a low-key way to gain attention on a serious issue.
The group Moms Demand Action is saying when Congress gives moms lemons, we make lemonade. It's a tongue-in-cheek effort that members across the country have been promoting this month in response to failed legislation that would have expanded background checks. The group is pushing for common-sense gun reform in hopes of keeping kids safe. Nikki McNally, a mom from Carmel, realizes there are many components that play into this goal.
I think that we need to look at a lot of different approaches. Background checks is just one of them. Limiting ammunition and high-capacity magazines to 10 rounds or less is another thing that we're pushing for.
You can buy a virtual glass of lemonade to honor the nearly 8 children the group says are killed every day due to gun violence. Supporters are also encouraged to participate by downloading a printable recipe card and submitting secret ingredients like a cup of resolve or a pinch of determination. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Indiana families can receive state assistance for tuition at private schools through a voucher program. The deadline to apply is Sunday. School Choice Indiana President Betsy Wiley says more and more parents are using the option.
We are seeing an increase. We started doing the parent information sessions about 3 summers ago, and so year over year, we're certainly seeing more attendees. I think that from this summer or from last summer to this summer, we've actually seen our parent information session attendance double.
School Choice Indiana has held parent information sessions on the voucher program over the past few weeks. WFYI weather, today mostly sunny with a high of 88. Tonight partly cloudy, low 69. Mostly sunny, 92 tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered rain and storms, highs 90. And for Labor Day Monday, mostly sunny, high 83. Right now, 73 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It is 7:34 now here at 90.1 WFYI.